Good Friday morning prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. Christians across the world observe Good Friday as the day when Jesus Christ died on the cross for humanity, so that he could save them from their sins. Good Friday is the Friday before Easter. It is a day Christians humbly honour the sacrifice Jesus suffered and how he died for their sins. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day, forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Through Christ, let us offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. We have complete freedom to go into the most holy place by means of the death of Jesus. He opened for us a new way, a living way, through the curtain, through his own body. Since we have a great high priest set over the household of God, let us draw near with sincere heart and a sure faith, with hearts that have been made clean from a guilty conscience and bodies washed with pure water. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up from the pit of roaring waters, out of the mire and clay, and set my feet upon a rock and made firm my foothold. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even a song of thanksgiving to our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall put their trust in the Lord. Blessed are those who have made the Lord their hope, who have not turned to the proud, or to those who wander in deceit. O Lord my God, great are the wonderful things which you have done, and your thoughts which are towards us. There is none to be compared with you. Were I to declare them and speak of them, they are more than I am able to express. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but my ears you have marked for obedience. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, that I should do your will. O my God, I long to do it. Your law delights my heart. I have declared your righteousness in the great congregation. I have not restrained my lips, O Lord, and that you know. I have not hidden your righteousness in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and of your salvation. I have not kept back your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. O Lord, do not withhold your mercy from me. Let your loving kindness and your truth ever preserve me. For innumerable troubles have come upon me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. There are more in number than the hairs of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who seek my life to take it away be put to shame and confounded altogether. Let them be turned back and disgraced who wish me evil. Let them be aghast for shame who say to me, "Aha, aha." Let all who seek you be joyful and glad because of you. Let those who love your salvation say always, "The Lord is great." As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord will care for me. You are my helper and my deliverer. Make no long delay, O Lord my God. Holy God, through your beloved Son you reconciled all things to yourself, making peace by the blood of his cross. Fill us and those for whom we pray with your peace and joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from Genesis, beginning at chapter 22, verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out, and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, "Father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 9, verse 11. But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls, with the sprinkling of the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies those who have been defiled, so that their flesh is purified, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to worship the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, because a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions under the first covenant. Where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive. Hence not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment has been told to all the people by Moses, in accordance with the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the scroll itself and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the covenant that God has ordained for you. And in the same way he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness of sins. Thus it was necessary for the sketches of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites. But the heavenly things themselves need better sacrifices than these, for Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. We look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. We look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains. Forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty Deliverer. Save and help us that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us, Lord Christ Jesus. Hear our prayer and be with us always. And when you come in your glory, make us to be one with you, and to share the life of your kingdom. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, look with mercy on this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and to be given into the hands of sinners, and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, receive our prayers and supplications, which we offer before you for all people in your holy Church, that all its members in their vocation and ministry may truly and godly serve you, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. O merciful God, you have made all people, and you hate nothing that you have made, nor desire the death of sinners, but rather that they should turn and live. Have mercy on all who have not known you, or who deny the faith of Christ crucified. Take from them all ignorance, hardness of heart, and contempt of your word, and so fetch them home, blessed Lord, to your fold, that we may be made one flock under one shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. O God, Son of God, you suffered for us the righteous, for the unrighteous. You saved us by the shame of your passion, through the suffering and death you did not deserve. We have escaped the punishment our sins have deserved. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus, so often we forget everything you've done for us as we go about our days. We can never say thank you enough for your sacrifice on the cross. Lord, you have sanctified this day and endowed it with divine grace. We thank you with the entirety of our spirit and soul forevermore. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord God, thank you that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice we can live free. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered, and that your power is everlasting. Thank you that we can say with great hope, it is finished, for we know what's still to come. And death has lost its sting. We praise you, for you are making all things new. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Peace be to us all, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.